third parak, Mishnah Test, ninth Mishnah. Shal shav mana shenogel shal shav masayim. A shal is worth one mana. The damaged shal is worth two manas. In an avail yofa klum, and the cock is not worth anything. So lamaisa he owes, he's a tam, he owes, he damaged 200, he owes 100. So since he's worth 100, no telas a shal. The nizuk, the one who's damaged, takes the entire shal. As we said, the tashlum, the payment is from the guf hashar by tam. Shal shav masayim, shenogel shal shav masayim. Gordon acts worth 200. So now he owes 100 and he's worth 200. So now 50% of his value is owed to the other party. In such a case, it says that you sell the Shor Achai and you split the value between the Mazik and the Nizik. Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Yehuda, is that he has to pay 100, which is half the Nizik? See, that's not the case where the Torah is talking about. Because it says if the gamis and meisiach, so they'll split the value of the carcass. Here we're talking about a case there was no carcass. Kiyam to marchas ashar achai. The way you set it up is, enechanami, you makayim the din of marchas ashar achai. V'chotzer skasper. But lo kiyam to gamis and meisiach, but you weren't makayim. Second of the pasuk that you should split the value of the dead carcass. Eizer. When do we have an example of that? It says shol shov masayim shenogel shol shov masayim the nevel yofer chamishim zuz. It's a shol shov masayim and the nevel was shov masayim and both shavarim were worth 200, but after one was killed, its carcass was worth 50. Shezenot l'chatzay chay chatzay meis, shezenot l'chatzay chay v'chatzay meis. That each one gets half of the live animal and half of the dead animal. Now, what's an afkamina? Comes out that Meir doesn't learn the pasuk in such a fashion because he also you don't split the carcass. The carcass is completely shaved to the nizik, and if it goes down in value, it's the loss of the nizik. Whereas the way Rabbi Huda dodges the pasuk, there's room to say that they split the carcass, and Meir, if it goes down in value, both the mazik and the nizik lose out from it. But Lamaisa, the Gemara comes out that also is not the Machlokes, and the Machlokes is if the veil went up in price. That Rameya says that the Neveil is considered the Nizik, the one who was damaged, his property. Male, whether it goes up and down, that's his business. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it goes up in price, then the Mazik pays less. Happy as well.